says, ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Sorry, I cut off my my notes here. Be patient with me. 22 says, therefore, verse 22, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka, shall be in danger of counsel, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Now, I know a lot of people who struggle with this passage of scripture because it's like, whoa, man, you know, so if I call my brother a fool, I'm in danger of hellfire? Why is it saying that? Well, in my opinion, this is still figurative. Again, we understand that brethren cannot go to hell. They cannot lose their salvation. This is figurative. And I'm going to compare scripture with scripture. Go to James chapter 3. Because again, what is hell likened unto? Destruction. Okay, that's what it's likened unto. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. And here it says that if a brother say, thou fool, he's in danger of hellfire. So he's speaking with his mouth and he's calling his brother a fool. Okay. Now look at James chapter 3, verse number 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able to also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how a great matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. So what is it saying? You can destroy people with your tongue. Because it's set on course the fire of hell. So when it says you're in danger of hellfire if you call your brother a fool, he's right. You can destroy relationships with your tongue. I don't know, that's a stretch. No, a stretch would be to say that that means that you're going to go to hell if you're a believer. Yeah, right. That's more than a stretch. That's a tear. Yeah. Because you're ripping it completely out of the context of the Bible. Right. Okay? Verse 7, for every kind of beast and birds of serpents and of things in the sea and tamed and is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men. What is he saying there? You know, thou fool. When you call someone a fool, you're cursing them. Curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. So the teaching there is that, yeah, you are in danger of hellfire because you're in danger of destroying key relationships in our life. According to James chapter 3, it can cause a world of iniquity, a massive amount of destruction. The Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue.